Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. He went to work and took care of his kids. The family of a man who was stabbed to death on his way to work in East Mount Airy Tuesday morning says they can't understand who would want to hurt him. They say he was a Haitian immigrant who was just trying to support his family. Police have arrested a suspect in the stabbing. KYW's Connor Barkhan has more from police headquarters.
51-year-old Gene Scholes LaRon of Abington died from a stab wound to the chest after he was attacked outside of the restaurant where he worked near Wadsworth and Missioner Avenues on Tuesday morning. Laurent's family describes him as a good man who worked hard to provide for his three children.
We're just trying to make sense of everything.
Laurent's niece, Alex Belly, tells our partners NBC 10 the family thinks Laurent was randomly targeted because her uncle did not have any enemies.
My uncle, he was still picking up on English. He went to work, came home, took care of his kids.
Laurent's family says he worked as a journalist and professor in Haiti before coming to America to have a better life. 48-year-old Scott Hilton was arrested after the attack. Police said he fled the scene. Hilton is facing murder and related offenses. At police headquarters, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
State and city authorities say so far this year they have taken 50 million doses of fentanyl off Pennsylvania streets, and they say they are continuing to fight the opioid crisis. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter, Kristen Johansson.
And any one of those 50 million doses could have killed someone.
Standing alongside county district attorneys and top police brass, Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday says through drug investigations and operation takedowns, including the federal indictment announced last week, they've seized more than 220 pounds of fentanyl.
Nearly 27 million of those doses have been seized in the greater Philadelphia area.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel, who worked in narcotics for years, says what makes fentanyl different from heroin.
There's a lot of processing you have to do with heroin when fentanyl now moves into the market where it's just a powder.
And it's shipping from China.
You don't have to be a big drug organization and wait for Mr. Supplier. It's so easy to get this product. It makes it very difficult for us at multiple levels.
They say they recognize they can't arrest their way out of the opioid crisis, but they say they'll continue their crackdown on those who feed addictions to make money. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Hurricane Melissa is leaving death and destruction in its wake as the powerful storm rips across the Caribbean. Here in Philadelphia, KYW's Vic Rakapathy tells us the Jamaican community is rallying to provide all the relief it can.
Just a feeling of helplessness.
Because he's here in Philly and so far away from them, Vincent Heath says he's anxious thinking about what his loved ones in Jamaica may be going through amid Hurricane Melissa.
Oh my goodness, what can I do? Do they have a meal? Are they able to get water? Is the roof on?
And donations are being collected at Best Coast Shippers at 54th in Baltimore Monday to Friday from noon to 4, and at True United Church in Ogun Sundays 10 to 3. Monetary donations can be made at supportjamaica.gov.jm or at Concessing's New Testament Church of God. And volunteers are encouraged to contact Christopher Chaplin, Jamaica's honorary consul in Philadelphia. Dr. Kamisha Simpson founded the nonprofit Ignite Jamaica Fund, and she says both larger and smaller items fit for donation would be hard to get recovery resources.
Tarps, generators, chainsaws, but then also on a smaller scale, medical supplies, hygiene kits, batteries, flashlights, trash bags.
And Dr. Simpson adds these are just some of the immediate needs. But for an area that was already on its way back from last year's Hurricane Beryl, recovery will be a long haul.
It's going to take months. to have any normalcy back.
Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Governor Josh Shapiro's administration is urging Pennsylvanians to support their local food banks to help them get through the looming crisis of the SNAP food assistance cutoff. KYW's Pat Loeb has more.
Pennsylvania has joined 24 other states in suing the Trump administration to keep SNAP in place, but it's unclear if they'll get a decision before the situation becomes dire for those who rely on the benefits. Tara Davis of the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank says her staff has been preparing for an overwhelming wave of demand.
They're scared. They're watching the shelves get lighter, and they're wondering what happens when nothing is left.
The lawsuit demands the Trump administration use a contingency fund to pay for SNAP while the government is shut down, but state officials say the long-term solution is a federal budget. To put pressure on Republican congressmen, they've broken down the number of SNAP beneficiaries by House districts. It shows that more than half the state's SNAP recipients, about 1,040,000 people, live in Republican districts. Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis says it's one of the most disturbing things he's seen in public office.
This is the first time since the program began in 1964 that SNAP payments have been halted.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter. With high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.